Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? It looks like we got a whole show filled with our girl, Jen. Baby girl is good, then she's bad, then she's in and out and disappearing. We don't know what's going on, and the family's going haywire, too. Let's talk about it.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Black Lightning. Tonight, we are talking episode 9 of season 3, The Book of the Resistance, chapter 4, Earth Crisis. Now, just a heads up for this episode, y'all already know it's about to be interchanging the infinite Earth type of thing. And y'all already know, we love Jen, but the fact that she had to start this is a little bit touchy. So we're going to get into all forms of Jen on tonight, what they showed us from the beginning about her conflicting situations. We're going to get into good Jen and bad Jen and how the family is doing. Not only that, we got some news and gossip for you guys. But before we get into all of that, I'm your girl, Portia Carter, the queen of Freeland, that is. I know y'all missed me. I've been gone for a little bit, but I'm back here to not leave y'all again, at least not that I could think of for anytime soon. But joining me is the wonderful Zuri.
Hi, everyone. I hope that you guys enjoyed the episode because I did.
Okay, so first up, let's just get your overall thoughts.
I really liked this episode. I feel like we've been waiting for a Pierce standoff, and we finally somewhat got it in Jen's alternate universe. I'm happy to finally see Lynn back in the room with her family. I feel like I can count on one hand how many times I've seen Lynn physically interact with Jen. So my overall thoughts were good. I liked this episode.
Yeah, I was pretty happy to see the family come together. It's under very traumatic circumstances. But lo and behold, we're here. And so, just a heads up, y'all already know. Everybody in the chat, Everybody in the chat, y'all already know. I am in love with Black Lightning, the show. Now, what I'm about to say after this, don't throw me under the bus for it. But I do not read the comics. So I don't know what's going on with the Infinite Earth type of thing that they about to, you know, do. But y'all can help me out because y'all already know we've been through this for the past couple seasons that I've been on this show. I told y'all I don't read the comic books, but I'm on Black Lightning because I love this show. So if y'all can help us out, help us understand what happened at the end of the episode when we get to that portion, I would love to talk to y'all about it because it was kind of weird for me. Okay, first up on the list, let's just get into Jen's conflicting situation she has from the start. So she opens this up and she's just like making this video talking about, I don't know who to trust. Odell says everything is going this way. My family is against Odell, but my mom is back working for him and I don't know what to do. How did you feel about her conflict?
I feel like she finally laid it out pretty clear. I feel like if you were ever confused, the whole other 8 episodes throughout this series, she literally laid it out who's playing on whose team. I'm glad that she's clear and she knows kind of what her mom is doing and that she can see that her mom is being manipulated because, like we said, we haven't heard much between Jen and Lynn. So I really liked that interaction. I'm glad that she made everything clear. I didn't care for Odell when he came and popped up on her TV screen saying to make a choice, which means that she knows that she has to choose. And he also knows that she knows the nature of all of the situations.
I think even though she knows the nature, I think she's still kind of naive. Like, she still doesn't really understand the whole scope of everything. She doesn't have her hand in the resistance. She doesn't have her nose in what Lynn is doing at the office or the pit. And she kind of gets what Odell wants done. However, she's not okay with killing people in that instance. And so we kind of get, when she is conflicted about that within herself, we kind of jump forward to Anissa and Jeff having that same conversation about having to kill or die. And I don't know if Jen would be riding the same way that Anissa is riding, because the only reason why Anissa is like kill or die is because of this whole Khalil thing. She thinks he's a monster and she ain't messing with him. So she tell her daddy, basically, you know, if you don't kill, you gonna die. I don't think Jen is there. However, since Anissa is, I believe it's easy to persuade her in that realm. But Jen has already killed people. So she's having a hard time.
I don't know if Jen's ever really been presented that opportunity. Like, I feel like when Anissa decided to be Harriet, she was Harriet on her own. Then Jeff kind of got drawn into it. I feel like they never reached out to Jen to say, like, hey, join this. It always has been Anissa's movement, and then she got injured and needed help. She can't be invited to be on Greenlight with Lynn. So I feel like right now we're seeing Jennifer forced to make choices, but I also feel like no one has, like, Odell has been the only person I feel has, like, tried to get her on a side. I feel like everyone else is just like, this is our program, and Jen, you're just doing what Jen does.
That's because there's no communication in the family. Like, we have yet to see the family all together in one room for the entire season. And I feel like when they were in previous seasons, when they were having their sit downs at the table, that's when a lot of things were discussed and a lot of points were being made and a lot of people were being heard out. At this point, nobody's being heard out. Nobody really cares what everybody else got going on, because they only tap into somebody else when they need them. Hence the reason Jen, like, all right, Anissa, I need to talk to you. Where are you at? Let's pop up at your crib. And with them doing things like that, it's kind of hard to be on one accord with actually the grand scheme of things.
I agree. I feel like that was one of my takeaways from the show. I'm happy that we're finally all in one room. Unfortunately, it's because Jen is doing whatever Jen is doing, evaporating in the air, but finally everyone's in the same room.
Yeah, and I am here for it. I thought it was going to end differently, but, you know, here we are. I don't really understand what happened and why everybody just so happened to disappear. But before we get into the disappearance and the Jen's topics, we want to let you know that we love you so much for joining us each and every week, especially our Black Lightning chat people, okay? Y'all be in the chat, y'all watch us, the live streamers, y'all are amazing. But also, we are not only here, we have a wide range of television shows for anything you could possibly ever watch. We got action, we got drama, we got comedy, we got reality TV, anything you want, we got it all here, right here on AfterBuzz TV. You can follow us and our various channels. Make sure you subscribe, tell a friend, make sure you share. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, make sure you give us a 5-star rating. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you go ahead and give us a thumbs up. For all of y'all that be disliking our video, why? That's another conversation. Anyway, but I think we're great and amazing, so why don't you give us a thumbs up? And if you like what we're talking about, join us in the chat and in the comments. Let us know how you feel. Zuri, why don't you tell us who's in the chat? Give us some shout outs.
So Nicholas Kelly said he got you on What's Happening with the Universe. So I said, let us know. Carissa Graham, I love you too. Everyone just can't get over Lynn on Greenlight. I think this is week 3 that everyone in the chat is going in on Lynn. Hey, Ted B. Hey, Chris Mo. Nicholas Kelly again. Warren Walker, thank you for always being here. Toby Sahib, you too as well. Dwayne Armstrong, Fun Size 40. JJ, sorry, that was a little bit different. ER's grandpa, you two are always here. You always show up for us. Thank you for being here. But yeah, lots of people in the chat. Ashley Hoover, Dean Joyner, thank you all for being here and making our chat so lively. I feel like you guys get it popping before we even sit down. So facts. Thank you guys.
Yes, we appreciate you for helping us become the ESPN of TV Talk. You guys rock. So, Jen is having an issue. So, we're going to talk about the family in their perspective realms. However, let's just go to Jen and this issue. So she pops up at Anissa's house. Odell has given her the order, so she has her suit on and she's ready and prepared. She talking to Shonda. She like, you know, Shonda play this music and then call Anissa because Anissa ain't here and she knows she's supposed to be here. Then the sky turns red and then there's red lightning and all types of things are happening and they're appears a call from Odell and he like, you know, get out of there, but it's too late. She out for the count. And at that point, they lost me.
Yeah, I feel like it happened so fast. I feel like I was kind of like, okay, she passed out. She's overwhelmed. Yeah. I don't really know. Nicholas Kelly says Jennifer was basically highly affected due to the unsustainable atoms that was in order to make her suit. And since she is pure energy, it makes her that much more affected to antimatter, which I can imagine. But just like how in last season's
that
episode,
was a lot, actually.
Yeah, I think basically he's saying like all of the matter from the like storm overwhelmed her and it was like too much energy for her body to handle.
Copy. Okay.
Because of what her suit
yeah,
is made
make
out
it
of.
Make sense. Right. Because what?
So I feel like last week we saw Black Lightning fighting the officer and he was when the guy who can take on other people's powers mm-hmm. and he was like, I'll beat you, Black Lightning. And he's like, no, you can't because I got on the suit to protect me. So I thought, like, if the ASA made Jennifer this suit, like, why is she? She shouldn't be able to, you know, be affected by that much energy because a suit is supposed to protect her. If she is so strong like that, like, she could harm herself in that suit. I feel like it's basically I'm saying this suit sucks and Gambi's suit is better because the suit should have been able to protect her from all of this matter. Like, she shouldn't have burst because
well that's
so
why
energy.
When Gambi saw her he was like, where'd she get this suit from? It ain't the one I made. Clearly right. Odell don't know what he doing because he don't know nothing about her powers and what she's capable of.
Yep. Dwayne Armstrong said that suit Odell gave her messed her up. The antimatter is causing her to bleed it out in different earths.
Oh.
You guys are advanced. Thank you, Jonathan
Very
Shaw.
Advanced. That's why I'm telling y'all, y'all gotta help me because, let me tell y'all.
Tyrell Myrick says red sky is the start of the earth being destroyed. I know. That's that rapture.
The Armageddon.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So, shoot, hey, it is rapture because they family got raptured up. They started being taken.
Right.
Oh,
well, I hope it's that easy if I have to go.
Right, Lord, take me with you, okay? I'm trying to be raptured. I don't want to die. Just since, you know, since we're talking about it. Okay, so this whole rapture of a thing raptured up Jen, and she just so happened to meet her other Jens from parallel universes. So they're like different versions of her from different universes and they're all having like this parallel experience. Well, they come together in this like dark space and they meet each other for the first time. Now, let's break these girls down. So we got real Jen mm-hmm. who is currently in Odell's suit. Then we have I would call her good Jen because you know like how they had her in white.
I
like,
call that her pit Jen like, in my notes. Pit Jen.
You know I called her pit Jen too.
Right.
But so pit. Okay, let's just call her pit Jen. So pit Jen has on white. You know that kind of represents purity. Although everybody in the pit wears white. That's a thing for them. And then we have bad Jen, which is evil, dark, with this all black on baby girl. It's crazy. Okay.
I called her bad gal Jen.
Yeah, she's a bad girl. She's a bad girl. So Jen sees these girls and she just like, I know something ain't right. This ain't me. And then Pit Jen explains her situation and basically says, word for word, I contaminate the water in Flint, which
Freeland.
Freeland. You see?
Yeah.
You see how that correlates? She contaminated, no, for real. When she said, I contaminated the water in Freeland, I literally heard Flint. And like, it makes sense. This is what happened to the world in the real world time. And y'all know how this show be correlating with what's going on in the real world. Okay, because we don't even know if Flint water still cleared up. So here we are. Okay, but they bringing our attention to it here on Black Lightning Show. They doing a great job at it. So Jen is basically like, you know, the pit gin contaminated the water in Freeland, and it made everybody lose their power so that they could not weaponize the metahumans. And now that they don't have power, she's the only one with powers, but she got a collar around her neck and Odell locked her up.
Right, deep breath.
A lot.
That was a mouthful.
A lot.
Yeah, that is what happened. I took some notes. So Khalil is still alive in Pit Jin's universe.
Yes.
And he got a scholarship at UCLA and is supposed to be coming to visit her, but she doesn't want to take it too serious because...
She doesn't understand love, is what she says.
Right. And he can't... I mean, he's at UCLA. Like, why am I visiting you in a pit? No, thank you. No, thank you. The Rev snitched. Now, that for me... is too close to home. Like, I don't know if he really got caught by the ASA. Would he snitch? I feel like he would.
He was being beat to death, like tortured. Mm-hmm. So sometimes in torturing situations, you know, that's what they do to people when they catch them. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen it before on tons of different shows.
Right.
But when they catch people who are part of the ops, mm-hmm. they torture them to find out what's going on.
Right.
And some people get to the point of torture to where they feel like they have to break. And obviously, as strong as Revan Holt seemed to be, he looked a little breakable.
He was singing like 6ix9ine in there.
Oh,
yeah.
not you ain't have to do it like that.
Lynn is not visiting Jen.
She's not.
And I feel like that's a little bit of resentment for just not being. I feel like it was Lynn knew better. Like, she was on green. I don't know if she's on green light in pit one, but
it looked like it. Eyes was dark. She came. She didn't know what to say. How does a mother not have the words?
Right. And I feel like it's hard to look your kid in the face when she's in this predicament and you were out strung out on green light.
Yeah.
So.
And then Anissa is not out to her parents. She mm-hmm. hasn't told her daddy that she's gay.
Right.
And she has a girlfriend named Shaquandalyn.
I mean,
she
liked clapback news, so... I don't know.
Anissa is with the ghetto. Yeah. Okay.
So, Pit Jin was... Honestly, it wasn't my favorite Jin.
I didn't like her. Well... I didn't like Bad Gal Jin either.
I didn't care for Bad Gal Jin either, but I feel like in that situation, I feel like they had the family had a chance to reconcile. Like, I feel like Jeff died. Like, Jeff is gone in Pit Jin's world, so.
He gone in Bad Gal Jin, too, because she killed him. But before we get to Bad Gal Jin, so Pit Jin watches her father get shot right in front of her face. And then... after Anissa visits her and her mother comes to visit her, she has this, like, come to Jesus moment where she's just like, I know I did what I did to try to save everybody, but was it worth it? And Lynn tells her that it was worth it for Jefferson's life to be gone.
That's what dying as a martyr, that's what happens. Like, you, no one listens to you while you're here on earth, and then you die and people suddenly remember what you stood for, remember why they did it, or whatever it was that they did, that their contribution was, then everybody starts living right and you become a tattoo, a mural, and all those things.
Yeah, you think she sacrificed her dad?
I don't think intentionally, but I think she literally saved millions of people, like a whole city. And it's hard, you know, I still got my dad, so I'm sure it's hard to say when you don't have your dad, but if that's what he would have wanted, then it's kind of like one of those you just say, like, be proud. Like, my dad was who he was.
Yeah. He had an underground railroad with no powers. That's lit. Well, moving on to Bad Gal Jin. So Bad Gal Jin's world is a little bit different. In her world, she running things. She looked at her mama and said, I don't turn nobody into no authorities because I am the authority. She walks into her dad's classroom and gives him one of them old...
Pity clap.
The sarcastic clap. The clap you do when you don't like nothing the person just said and you just feel like you want to throw a little shade. She threw all the shade and told him how she going to do what she want to do in her world. Bad Gal Jin was crazy.
Bad Gal Jin was crazy. And it's like the students didn't know. Like, it was kind of weird to me that the students didn't have any reaction to her because that's their old classmate. So could they not see her? Or, like, it's like weird that only the family could see her. Does that make sense? Like, remember when she was, like, walking through the hallway? None of the
students. She was crying. Because she knew she was wrong.
But the whole thing, like her walking through the hallway, none of the students acknowledged her, but only her family can like talk to her. Maybe that's something in the infinite universe that only certain people can see. And like,
well, she's probably not a non-factor at the school anymore.
Right.
Like if everything. So from what I get from Bad Girl Jen, she's first and foremost full of herself. Mm-hmm. She's full of her power and she's lonely. And in that loneliness, it's not because nobody wants to be around her. It's because she has shut everybody out. If she shut everybody out as close as her family, then of course she shut everybody else out at school, you know, friends. There was no mention of Khalil. Like, there was nothing to fall back on. And so when they had that, when she had the conversation with Odell after she killed all of the metahumans in the camp, he basically told her, like, oh, well, you ain't got nobody else, you know, but your family, if that,
mm-hmm.
you know. All in all, so I feel like with her being a loner, that was the reason she was so, you know, disguised. They knew who she was and good and pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Like they, when they ran up in her house, they came and grabbed her. Everybody could see her,
right?
You know, the only time she was invisible then is when she was trying to stop Odell from shooting her daddy clean in the head, and that didn't happen.
Nicholas Kelly says, "Did you catch that? Jen Earth 2 Jen is." In that spelling, her name is reminiscent of the Arabic myth genie, but a malevolent spirit. Ooh, speak English, Nicholas Kelly. Yeah, I didn't catch that.
Don't do me like that.
Give us English. Yeah, no, I feel like Pigeon. I mean, not Pigeon. Earth 2 Jin, Mean Jin. I feel like that's still my favorite version just because there's still an opportunity for her to get it right. Now, like you said, she may have fried her parents, so I guess we won't really know.
Everybody talking about none of her classmates wanted that smoke.
Well, that part too.
My bad. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No worries. I feel like if hopefully her parents aren't dead, hopefully she just, you know, zapped them a little bit. But hopefully they aren't dead. And I feel like she still gets an opportunity to live a regular life again, I feel, because they're still alive. I feel like Pit Jen is literally in a pit and her dad is dead.
Well, you know, when she was going in with her family, first of all, that's so unreal.
What,
that her taking out all her people.
And she killed the Lynn.
That's so unreal. Like,
would never.
She did kill Jeff. Like, she was like, you're not going to live no more. Because remember, she used his quote that he uses with the class every time they're about to dismiss. And she was like, oh, yeah, how are we going to live it? You're not going to live it. So I feel like in that moment, she killed him. But let's just talk about that. Anissa hit her with a clap that threw her back. But then was automatically taken out, like, in a snap of a finger as soon as she got back up. Mama couldn't stand a chance. Wasn't about to fight that. But then her daddy, the way she took him out, it just was unrealistic to me. Like, she would not, you know, do her family like that. And then I feel like Anissa would be able to fight more a little bit. She would be able to fight back a little bit more than that. Because before Black Lightning knew who Thunder was, when they had their first fight, she was giving Jeff a run for his money.
Mm-hmm. And painkiller.
No, facts. She threw little boy out the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I don't really know why she didn't do more. Maybe because it was like a sisterly fight. She didn't think Jen would do that much. Like, mm-hmm. she wasn't trying to fight to kill. It was just kind of like a, you know, roughing each other up. But Jen wasn't playing.
Yeah, I just want to know why she was so angry. And I feel like in that moment when she was meeting with Odell. He had something planned for her.
He did.
He had something planned for her. And she kind of like knew it. And she wanted her family to be on her side. But since they had that intervention, she wasn't going. I actually want to read the quote she said to him. She was like, "Some people are not loyal to you. They're loyal to their need for you. And when their need changes, so does their loyalty."
Yeah, so she called Odell out. She said, "I know I'm your pawn, and I know now that you don't need me anymore, you're going to try me." But I think that was kind of a threat also.
But it's like, why know that somebody about to come after you and then you go take out your family? The only people who about to have your back when this fool come after you?
I think that was just loneliness. Like, I feel like it was just hurt, pain, being lonely all this time, like just mad at the world kind of thing.
Self-sabotage.
Yeah. Hopefully Brandon gonna come save her or something. I don't know.
I feel like he's the only person that can, you know, consume her powers. He grounds
right.
her.
Right. So he says himself.
He grounds her, actually. But so Jen is going through all of that, and while she's having these interchangeable, what you laughing at?
This chat, some ER grandpa said, well, they looked fried to me, because I said, I hope that they're still alive. He was like, well, Zuri, they look fried to me. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, she took them out, clean out.
The chat, I don't know if you plan on, they are ready for you to talk about Lynn cooking up in the kitchen.
That's what I'm about to get to. That's exactly what I was getting to before I needed to know what you was laughing at, okay? So Jen is having this situation, and she's traveling through these universes of herself. While she's traveling, I guess Anissa find her, Gambi comes, then they start calling all the family members. Anissa asks Gambi where her mama at, and he like, I don't know. She called her mama, and Lynn is in the kitchen cooking green light.
Like a full production.
Something about in the kitchen, water whipping.
Yeah, the whole thing. And that makes me wonder.
She got the powder. She got the liquid. She got the chemicals. She got the machines tied up into some other stuff and the stirring of the spoon.
Which makes me wonder how she got it. Because this show is really pretty good on, keeping everything, continuity. They're very good at that. But we saw her lose her purse last episode. So how did Lynn get all this green light? I would have liked to see it. Also, I wonder if Gambi knows that Lynn is on green light. Because we know that she's committed to her work. So Gambi said, I don't know where she's at. Because I get it. He's like, she could be at home working. But he also kind of was just like, you know, he gave that look, talk to your mom. Like, you know, when you ask
like her dad she, something. She high key, low key tripping.
Right. So I wonder if Gambi knows that Lynn is on green light. But Gambi's also very strategic. He doesn't really seem to call people out. So maybe he's just waiting for this to implode on him, on itself. But I think Gambi knows that Lynn's on green light.
I think he know too, because he did side eye her when she was like, I need to get my bag. And he was like, this bag, girl, what's in your bag? Yeah. And then, her mannerisms with the way that she's handling different things,
it's crackheadish. Sorry.
She's super jittery.
Yeah.
She's super jittery. She's shutting everything down. She don't want to talk about nothing. And she pissed me off when Jeff came into the situation and she looked him in his face and said, you need to go out there and make the bed and lie in. She said, you make the bed, you lie in it, or something she said. You know the saying. Mm-hmm. But she said that to him, talking about it's his fault what they going through because he decided to join the resistance.
No, ma'am.
I could have hit her. And he was just standing there taking it. And I was so surprised that Anissa didn't jump in that. I think because she was so looking at her mama like, is you crazy?
I don't think anybody is understanding. I think this is real, drug addict issues. Why?
How you think they can detect that this is drugs, though?
I don't think they know it's drugs, but I think that they're just how outlandish different behavior. You're just what? What are you? I don't even know how to respond to this.
And the way she walked up on him and did it, it was
hand in the face. Girl.
It's one of them crackheads, you go out there, you make sure them streets good so I can get my product.
Yeah, it was very much so.
So I can get my fix. I was a little nervous.
Nicholas Kelly says, first she was sipping on that green, then eating the green light breath mints, and then cooking up green light soup.
Yeah.
She was.
Those was gummy bears. It looked like green light gummy bears, like jelly beans or something. She was.
Someone said, woo. Tobias seems to be the only person who has an idea that Lynn is on green light, if you ask me. Explains why he continued to manipulate her. Mm. Crackheads are manipulatable.
Okay.
Yeah. She said, green light smoothies. The chat just loves to talk about Lynn on green light. They can go all day.
Yeah. So. We don't have an understanding for it, but we reason with y'all when we say we don't know what baby girl got going on. No. I have disliked Lynn since the beginning, okay? Sometimes she get on my good side, but most of the time she on my bad. And this whole season, even though she been on my bad, I kind of feel sorry for her.
Yeah, Lynn has not been a very likable character this season. I can't think of any moments, actually, that she was on the verge of running me over. So,
yeah.
And, you know, you want to cheer for her, right? Like, she's the only one without power. She's trying to save the city, so she says. But it's just, she's working with Tobias. She's on drugs. She's lashing out at her husband. She's not really supporting her daughters. Like, girl, you're making it hard to root for you.
Making it so hard. And then it's like, it's the same even in Jen's alternate universes. It's the same thing. Yeah. She's just not really good. So, guys, we are going to get into our OMBLs. But before we do into that, we're going to let you in on our news and gossip. So, everybody in the chat, make sure you be thinking of your OMBLs, okay?
Yes. So, news and gossip this week is super short, but Tasha Smith directed this episode of Black Lightning, which I think is pretty cool. Woo! I didn't know she had so many director credits, but I did know that she has an acting school right here in LA. So, and actually Anissa talked about their relationship. I think she grew up in Camden and Anissa's from Philly, so I know that those cities are like train rides away. So they actually have a really close relationship and a super cute picture together. So yeah, congratulations on directing this episode of Black Lightning.
Congrats, Tasha. That's what I'm talking about. You know, you get a fine black woman up in there doing a thing, okay? Running stuff, okay? Directa her. Okay, so guys, for those of you listening for the first time, our OMBL moment is just simply Oh My Black Lightning. So it's any moment of the show where it just, you know, OMG'd you. Like, what? Oh my BL. Oh my God, this was crazy. So this is that moment. Zuri, why don't you let us in on your OMBL?
My OMBL moment was Jen evaporating. Like when she finally just went up. Because I'm like, okay, you know, Gambi has vitals. They can see her. They can yell at her. But when she evaporated into those little red dots, I felt like, what are we going to do now? Jen is gone.
Yeah.
Oh my BL.
The dots were crazy. And y'all already know, my OMBL was when everybody got raptured up. You know, when the sky turned from red to white and it's just start collecting the whole family and everybody's gone. And then it said, to be continued in Infinite Earth Crisis or something like that.
Yeah, and I know that there's so much going on with all the other DC shows, like The Arrow and all that stuff is on, and Black Lightning is making an appearance on other shows, so I don't know if it's going to tie into this exact episode. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like all of the DC shows are having a crisis on Earth, but in my research, I found out the show might not come back till January 20th, so we got...
What show?
This is our winter finale.
That was it?
So... it's like speculated. They haven't said that. But when I researched episode 10, January 20th came up.
Well, you know what?
So we might have been waiting a long time.
I didn't know this was a mid-season finale. I thought it was going to be next week. But lo and behold, she said that is. I want to give out another OMBL that I forgot when Odell shot Jefferson. I knew it was fake, but it still kind of took me out. Like, oh, my BL.
Especially because Jefferson had the chance to kill him.
Yeah, and then he shot him. But let's see what they're talking about in the chat.
Yes, so Renji's OMBL was mainly the song that they used at the end of the episode, which is She by Alice Smith. They had some good music this episode. I don't know the names of the people, but I did like their song. OMBL, my OMBL from Adam Reynolds was Jen versus her family. Toby Sahib says my OMB was when Jen killed her family. Oh, my Black Lightning. Yes, Dwayne Armstrong. Behind the scenes, the pic of the cast wearing all black after the crisis was like The Matrix. They have some really good graphics on that show, so I agree. Nicholas Kelly says my OMBL is when Jen from Earth 2 murked the entire family, now floating within the ether since it's the crisis. Right, how about it? Okay, Nicholas Kelly is going off, but yeah, his other OMB.
Shout out to Nicholas Kelly. You are the real MVP.
Right, so everyone's OMBL is pretty much when Jen killed her family. Aww. And when she fought, like, that three Jen versus Jen versus Jen fight in her brain.
It was really just Jen and bad girl Jen. Because good girl Jen didn't jump in.
No, but I think she was
or
just,
pit
like,
Jen.
It was argumentative.
When she went in on both of them.
OMBL, this Christmas song. They played a Christmas song?
Yes, when Jefferson was you know, putting together the table at the beginning. Well, not at the beginning, but at the beginning of Pit Jen's story.
Okay. They liked that song in the chat.
Well, before we get into our predictions for what's about to happen next, how did you feel about the last conversation held between the three Jens when Bad Girl Jen was like, who you think you is? You think you woke? And then regular, normal Jen told Bad Girl Jen she has too much power. And then the other Jen told her, you know what? You have the greatest power you can have. God gave it to you. Be happy with it. How did you feel about that moment?
I liked it. And Bad Gal Jen said, Glinda called Good Girl Jen, or Peaceful Jen, rather, Glinda the Good Witch from the West.
She did.
I was like, okay.
Okay.
Right. I like the speech, but it makes me wonder which side she's going to choose. Or does she have to choose a side? I feel like she can choose to be her own person. Yeah. Not so much to work for the ASA, but she can choose to not take part in her family's whatever they're doing. But she can also tell Odell no, which I feel like...
Where would that leave her? If she doesn't, you know, rock with the resistance, mm-hmm. and she doesn't work for Odell, where would that leave her? She's just out
right.
here?
Right.
That's up in her room where she been?
That's what I got
creating from... Creating brand of her babies?
Right. That's what I got from the speech. Like, I felt the speech was like, I don't want to kill everyone and hate my family, but I also don't want to...
To get rid of my powers.
Right. So I'm like, well, are we just going to keep getting the same old gin that we got, minus her working with the ASA? I mean, yeah, it makes for a pretty boring storyline for her, but she didn't leave me, like, knowing which way she was going to go.
I feel like, let's just go ahead and get into predictions. So, as Zuri stated, this was the mid-season finale. Yeah.
As far as we know.
I swear I thought it was going to be one next week. But anyway, here we are. We may not have a show next week. Don't count on it, okay, guys? With this being... The pinpoint. I haven't read the comics and the whole interchangeable thing that's about to happen. However, I do believe that the family sticking together wins every time. I feel like even if she doesn't join the resistance, she will still have her family back in whatever fight that they pick. So if they just so happen to pick a fight and there's a war, she gonna rock with her family before she rock with Odell. And now that she has insight from being in these interchangeable parallel worlds, she won't go to the Odell side because she already know what he got going on and how he's about to use her. That's just what I think. I think family wins. And even if the family comes out of the resistance and they're just the middle of a war and the breakout and saving Freeland, that's what she's gonna tag on.
I think that Jennifer is very smart and she's going to let Odell think that she has made a choice to be on his side. I think that she's going to start giving the resistance information because now we see that she values other people's lives, as we saw how she killed all the people that they were going to give the green light to. So she doesn't, she's not into like helping the resistance so much, but she's into not killing off everybody, if that makes sense. Like, yeah. I don't think she wants to be a part of the resistance, but I also think that she cares to save innocent lives. So I see her continuing to let Odell think that she's working for him, but I also see her caring about humanity more and like tipping them off. Like, hey, Odell's going to be here. Like, this is what's happening. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I just don't want her to work with Odell anymore.
Same.
But I guess we'll be back to see what happens with that. Until then, why don't you tell them where they can find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Zuri Shalice. Thank you guys who are always interacting with me on Twitter, giving me all of your insight and thoughts. Margaret is the only one that comes to mind right now. Sorry, guys, but Margaret is on it every single Monday and Tuesday. Margaret's whole Twitter is dedicated to Black Lightning, so thank you so much, Margaret.
All right, y'all. And I am Portia Carter. You can find me on all things at Portia Carter. Thank you guys so much for watching. We appreciate and love you dearly. Until next time, we out.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.